Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Last Night in Soho, featuring Drew, Josh, and Daniel Got Hits, who's on the show for the first time in a minute. And on today's show, we play the domain game featuring bet.live, financialfuture.com, soho.ai, and haggle.com. And then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including danceacademy.com, towingservices.com, paintstore.com, and safes.org. And then we talk about how .org has historically been the clear second best alternative to .com, and if .ai has now officially supplanted it. We also talk about Afternic and their commission rates and whether or not it's worth it as a channel to sell domains. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. A huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And also, big shout-out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN-accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs because they have $5.com Fridays and $5 off all transfers in, no promo code required. And also, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. And last but not least, we've got some upcoming domain conferences to mention. We've got NamesCon Global coming up November 5th and 6th in Miami. Go to namescon.com for more information and to register. Use coupon code DS20 to get 20% off the ticket price. And on the topic of domain conferences, the ICA has their annual member meeting coming up in January 15th to the 17th at Park MGM in Las Vegas. Go to ICA.Vegas for more information, and we'll see everybody there as well. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, getting into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs. We got a special guest on the show today. We'll get to that. These are the, but let's go ahead real quick. There's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We got the grand opening. That's where we are right now. I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep scoring somehow, some way, someday. We get some swag to the winner. We got some new swag. We got that new shirt, that new Sherpa Island swag. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to. Boom. See, you didn't even know. Sherpa Island, baby. Big shout out to Jen. It's also got the joint on the back. You eat first, you know, a little hypothetical cannibalism amongst friends. You know what I'm saying?
It looks very Florida, man.
What's that?
It looks very Florida.
Dude, and I got one for you, bro, because you live in Florida. You know what I'm saying? I got one right there for you. All right, then we got NameJet and a Jet. I know I owe you a bunch of hoodies, actually, because you've won the game a couple of times. But and we got NameJet and a Jet. We review.
You owe me one since I own the IP,
and since you paid for them, you know what I'm saying. So, but hey, it's all good. Then we got the NameJet and the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And last but not least, we in a grand closing where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space and looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. Yeah, with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has his thorn, a.k.a. never gonna give Drew up, get Rick rolled. What's good, man? Cancel Adams in the building. What's happening?
All good, man. I'm deep in summer vacation, just returned from the U.S. I was stateside visiting family, then a week in New York. Had a great time. And, living in Europe, it really is funny how it's so distinct. Like, you get into a place like New York or L.A. or Miami, and it's just like, boom, 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 domain names everywhere. And I don't know, you forget that being over here, like how pervasive and commercial it is, and just, you know, the markings, just anyways, it is reinvigorating, I will say, going to New York. I always get energized. Mm-hmm. Otherwise all good, man. It's actually been an extremely productive July and beginning of August. We are having exceptionally good months, which was unexpected. All good in the hood.
All right, man. Well, good stuff. Well, we're a little tight on timeline today, so I'm going to keep it moving. To my lower right, we got my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. DNX, It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. X going to give it to you. What's up, bruh?
What's up, bruh? Good to be here. Let's go. It's been a while, so it's good to be back on Sherpa.
Hey, man, it's because you've been away. You were doing a little bit of traveling yourself. You were over in the UK just doing your thing.
Yeah. We had a good time, but good to be back. It's a bit hot here in Florida, but can't complain.
Oh, man, hey, it comes with the territory. You know what I'm saying? So, well, good to have you on the show as always, my dude. And then last but certainly not least, special guest who's been on the show before, but it's been a minute. The one and only Daniel Got Hits, a.k.a. DGH, a.k.a. 260.eth, a.k.a. Danu Ginobili, a.k.a. Dude Imperfect, a.k.a. Black Samba, a.k.a. Juggalupagus, a.k.a. Trick James, bitch. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? Yeah, thanks a lot. Last time I was on, you know, talking about something, I forget, it's what's it called, like ENS or something. I don't know what that shit is. Some beginner. No, I'm playing, but you guys helped me see the light, you know. Shout out ENS. I'm not gonna hate on the ENS community. I still own some ENS, but it's really cool. It's funny, you know, back then I didn't own a single Web2 domain the first time, I don't think at all. So big, like, you know, I know it's 260, but this was a big 360 or 180 or whatever you call it. But I found my way to the bright side.
That's what we do here. We grow the pie. You know what I'm saying? We're just out here educating fools, trying to get them over take them from the dark side, bring them into the light.
Hey, let's, man. Go. No, but I mean, look, like, you know, I think the ENS stuff, when we had you on the show and talked all about that, it was in a very interesting time. You know, these things go in waves, right? And some of them are bubbles. Some of them are not intended, not that they're not intended to be sustainable, but you just don't know, right? I mean, and actually, I think it's interesting. .eth is having a little bit of a resurgence as things are kind of popping. NFTs are getting moving a little bit now. You know, they go in different phases. You know, things change. It's never the same. You know, history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes, you know? And,
It will be big. It won't be as big as Web2 domains, but it won't be like some bullshit either. I think that, you know, people will use it, maybe not companies so much, but I mean, you know, I have one for my wallet and stuff. So I think people will, I don't think it's going to be like nothing.
I think there's still, some, you know, you can use it for as an identifier. I mean, there's obviously certain functionality. I mean, the idea that ENS was going to replace the .eth domains were going to replace the Web2 domains, we always thought was crazy because we're Web2 folks to begin with, right? We thought that there's a supplement type of sort of approach that, you know, could be useful, and it is. And there are brands that own .eth domains. Like, there's a whole list. Like, I've seen somebody posted on that maybe 2 weeks ago, and I actually thought it was kind of neat because, like, the numerics and some of that stuff reminded me of when there was the big China wave back in 2015 with numeric and short domain names. But, you know, for me, when they did the part, when E&S did the thing with GoDaddy, which kind of gave, you know, Web 2 domains, all of the Web 3 functionality, and then you start seeing companies like, you know, D3, you know, really starting to bridge that gap, you know, in a more direct, I won't say meaningful, but like just a, you know, a real direct kind of way, you know, it starts to take away some of the novelty and some of the sort of additional functionality that the .eth domains were able to do. So it's like, well, if that shit is now available on my Web 2 name, why do I need a Web 3 name unless it's something really dope or it's part of who I am online, my online identity and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know, but it's still all good, man. I mean, I think that shit was cool, like watching the way that kind of did what it did, but not every wave is intended to go on forever either. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So well, hey, it brought a few of us over to you know, Web 2 domains. So I think that's pretty cool too. It definitely, I'm not the only one. There's a couple others. It wasn't like that many, but there's a few of us. So yeah.
Sure. Hey, look, and you know, we're always like welcome, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's get it. So what else has been good, man? How's your summer going? What, anything interesting going on?
No, great. Yeah, perfect. I know I was a little bit late for the show for the viewers watching. I just kind of messed up the time zones. I'm visiting family in Ireland, so all good. But yeah, I'll just let us go ahead into the show. I'm not going to take up any time yapping. I'm sure we'll do plenty of talking throughout the show. So yeah, no, everything's great. Happy to be here.
Oh, dude. Well, happy to have you, man. It's all good. They don't know that you were late. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, like, I just do it on myself. Yeah, now they do. I'm an honest guy, man. You know, I like to, I'm a guy with integrity. Yeah. So I'll tell everybody. Yeah.
That's why we like you.
Just say it how it is. That's it.
Thanks, you're over there, kind of, you know, the time zones through, aka time zone Tyrone, you know what I'm saying? It kind of threw things off a little bit, but it's all good. All right, well, let's go right into it because we are a little bit tight on time, and we'll slide right into the domain game. That's where we hear about where the shirt was recently bought or sold. Everybody's going to guess. We're going to keep some score. And then, yeah, somehow, some way, someday, you get some swag. You can get some regular domain Sherpa gear, maybe a little Sherpa Island swag. Drew, let's start with you, man. What do you got? You got a buy or a sell?
All right, we're going to go with a sale. This is not a brokered sale. This is a owned and operated portfolio domain sale.
Well, and?
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I thought you guys were going to guess the domain.
You just guessed the name and the price.
Oh. No doubt.
Okay. Uncharacteristically, I'm going to give you a new TLD domain.
Oh,
Bet.live.
Oh, bro, you sold another bet name? Another new GTLD
bet name? Bet.live, bro. Give me a number and then I'll give you the story. You feel me?
All right. Oh, yeah. Put it on the phone. You know how we do? Put it on the phone and then we flip. All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, what do we got? All right, I got 50 G's. Daniel's got 78,888. And Josh is at 150K. All right.
Boom. Daniel gets the win.
Boom.
What? Low. You're still low.
I was going to go 888.
So the price was 100 grand even. The truth is I probably could have got more. I mean, I had it priced, I think, at 175. I had my dot bet, which we sold for, what did we sell that for? 200?
150.
150? So I had that one priced at 250. I think my dot bet is a little better than bet.live. So I had this one priced, I think, at 175. They came in at 100 and I just took it. Because you got to take it. You know what I'm saying? We're so far in the money on that you got to just take it. You know what I'm saying? Leave a little meat on the bone for somebody. So anyways, I think it's a great sale. It's a great outcome. I think, you know, the buyer, you know, saved themselves a little bit of money by making a great offer right out of the gate. That's it.
I have
100% sell through rate on the names that I bought from Identity Digital, formerly known as Donuts.
Yo, big shout out to Matt Overman, man.
Yeah, big shout out to our boy Overman.
Yeah,
that's huge. But,
Josh, you were gonna say
one thing that I noticed about Drew, and I've always kind of thought,
that has made him a little different than some of the other guys that are pretty, you know, well established in domains is that you know when to sell as well. Like if you get a good offer, I feel like you typically hedge on the side of moving that name. While like a lot of other people will try to hold out for more, I think that you churn inventory pretty well.
Couple of things. One, in the fish business, Charlie Tuna taught me, okay, don't be a dick for a tick. You know what I'm saying? Nobody ever lost money taking a profit. I those words ring in the back of my head every time I get an offer. And then secondly is, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. You know what I'm saying? And in the brokerage business, you know, the advantage I see is I just handle so many transactions and I see so many owners turning down offers they should have accepted, thinking they're going to just get a little bit more. So the way I look at it is like this. I got a buyer at 100 on a name that's a punt. Like, this thing's a fucking punt. As far as I'm concerned, it's worthless. So,
it's worthless to us. You know what I'm saying? It's not worthless. It's just worthless.
And so, I'm taking a punt on the name. Somebody comes in with 100 and I'm like, oh, I'm going to wait. I'm going to try and get 150. You're stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody came out the gate at 100. There are plenty of people who say, oh, that means they might've paid a million. It's like, you know, that guy stays poor because he never actually gets the money. He's going to feel real good about himself thinking, I got a serious buyer. This motherfucker's going to step up. He's going to pay me 250, 500, a million. 100 sounds good.
It's just like NFTs, man. NFTs, everybody was screenshotting their fucking gold apes being like, add another zero. It's like,
Who do you think you are offering me $16 million for this gold monkey picture? Like, who do you think you are? This shit's worth 25. Yeah. It's like, now you got a gold monkey picture.
Oh man, but I still love me some apes, but
me too.
You know, but I do agree. I think that there is just having an understanding of the market, and you know, to your point, the guy that came in that offered 100K for that name, you know, he truly values it, right? But there's also a lot of different alternatives when you start getting into new GTLDs like bet.live. Like, you know, there are a lot of other names he could go get for 100 grand
around the keyword bet. There really aren't a lot of great alternatives.
No, they're really aren't.
That's a great name.
They're really expensive or they're gone.
Yeah.
It really is probably it's like one of the three absolute most sought after high value keywords there is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the word bet. 100%. You can go look up bet any number combination and a live casino.
You've got, and dot bet is one of the best performing new GTLDs out there.
Yeah.
I just bought Place.bet the other day.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's dope. All right. Well, either way, good deal. You know, nice job. And good job by Daniel getting the first point in the domain game. Boom. Let's go. On the board. He's on the board, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. What do you got, Josh? You got a buy or a sell?
We could do a buy. I just bought a cool name. A name that I really like, financialfuture.com.
Okay.
Financial Future. Financial Future.
Financialfuture.com.
Kind of depressing name.
Good. Great wealth management name. Good Bitcoin name as well, no?
Yeah, as long as you've got Bitcoin.
Financialfuture.com.
If you got ENS domains, you got no financial future. all right, financialfuture.com. We're betting on, what are we doing? This is it. How much you paid?
Yeah, he bought it.
Okay.
All right. Flip. All right. I'm at 35.
We got a tight cluster.
I'm at $3,500. Drew's at $5,888. And Daniel's at $6,250.
Drew wins. $5,000.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Right in the sweet spot. That's okay. Well, talk to me. What's good?
I just saw the name and I just liked the name. I thought it's a type of name that I feel like, honestly, I priced it 100K I think it's probably worth 100K. So
financial future. Yeah. 50 to 75.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about, I don't think I would take less than 50 for it. You kind of Google financial future and you get like big players advertising around these terms, like, you know, wealth management companies. But then I think it works well in crypto. I just like it. It's like one of those names. It's like, if I can pick those names up for, you know, like around your range, you know, like 3 to 6,000, it's great to have those type of names in your portfolio, in my opinion.
Yeah. I like the double F, you know, I like the alliteration names, like stuff like that. They're always kind of cool. There's a cool ring to it.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Well, boom. And then Drew gets the point. So
we being me and Amar, Amar and I, just sold a very similar sort of name that we, I think, overpaid for at the NamesCon auction last year. In Austin, Amar and I bought lifeplan.com. I think we paid like 20 grand for it, which at the time made sense. I don't know, you know, but probably we were overpaying. But we just sold it. So less than 1 year turnaround. We just sold that for in the six figures. So
yeah, that's amazing. I agree with you. That's exactly the type of like name that I feel like this one is. Very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Wins all around, everybody. Good stuff. And then, all right, well, let's go. So we got Daniel, you're up on the domain game.
Perfect. So I just got one this week. It's cool if it's on a lease to own, right? Like a payment plan or whatever.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Whatever.
Cool,
man.
Cool.
Make our own rules around here. You know
yeah, exactly.
But you bought it or you sold it?
No, my bad. It's a sale. It's a sale. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Unannounced. Hasn't been screenshotted and put on Twitter yet.
Okay.
So it's Soho.ai.
Ooh, Soho AI.
Soho.ai.
I was just 1 week in Soho.
Yes, yeah, awesome.
I guess technically I was in NoHo because I was on Bond Street, so I was one block north.
One block off. Yeah, I used to live in New York for like 5 years, so I really liked that name when I bought it.
Shit's dope.
Soho AI, you sold it.
Yes.
All right, I got a number.
All right. Soho.ai. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. Oh, hold on. I'm gonna call. I'm definitely higher than everybody else. All right, let's go. So Josh is at 17,888. Drew, what were you?
28,369.
28,369, and I was at 80 grand.
JT wins 100K.
Whoa. Did you really?
Yep. Yep.
Well done.
Thank you. I had it. I had it at 500K for like 6 months. And then, you know, I really think it's a great name. I think it's like something, I don't know who bought it, but I think it's like, I could see like a Meta or Google, or I could see it being like huge just because it's kind of a more consumer friendly name than like all the really technical AI names where everyone's always like these, you know, whatever, like intellectual like AI names. And it's just like Soho is very like, I don't know, I could see it being like a image generation thing or like a, you know, creative suite or something. But anyway, so I had it priced like, you know, optimistically, I would say at 500K. I'm always a kind of an optimist. So I kind of like, you know, but I was like, okay, let me actually put it to a price I think is a good win-win. And I just dropped it to 100, and actually after like a month it sold. So I don't know if someone was like watching it or tracking it or maybe not, but I know it's high for maybe most people's idea of .ai, but I just genuinely think it's a sick name. And I see a lot of the things selling on, you know, whatever, Spaceship or other things, and they're selling for 70, 80, 90. And yeah, I just thought it was a great name. So I just put it there and boom.
If I had looked up for like 60 seconds, just like some of the stats and whatnot, and like the availability of that keyword, I would have gone a lot higher. I think you did great.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
That's a great name. That is a great name. It's worth it. How many months? What was the LTO over?
So it's 24 months. They paid the first one.
That's a short term.
Yeah, they didn't like reach out to me. So I'm assuming it's someone fairly motivated to own it. If they didn't, you know, there was a, you know, they could have reached out to me because there was a contact email on the lander and stuff like that. So they just straight up bought it.
So you're gonna pay 30% to GoDaddy?
Yeah, but you know, here's as an outsider or new
company. So the company that bought it is called Soho.com.au. It's an Australian company. Yeah. And they do property AI, like home AI.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Happy for them. I don't know if that's them, but if that's, is that?
Yeah, no, it redirects to them now.
Oh, does it? Okay, perfect. Because I checked earlier today and it wasn't. So that must have been, that's like recent that it's redirecting.
Soho awesome. Property Limited.
Well, that's this is good because it means I have a good buyer that's not broke and isn't going to.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. It's always good when they're using
it. It looks like you got a legit buyer that'll probably come through.
Hell yeah. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's my biggest sale
ever.
They might even speed it up
because the Australian dollar is going to lose so much money against the dollar. They might just be like, yo, we got to pay this off quick.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah, but wait, so boost or no boost, Daniel?
No boost. So here's my thing. So for some reason I paid 20, it ended up being a 20% commission. And I thought, like Drew said, I thought, oh man, I had to pay 30. But when I checked it, net was 80K. So I paid 20K.
I'll tell you why. So it's 15% because you're not boosted plus 10% for the name save. So that's 25. But because it was over 12 months and under 25 months, you got 5% discount on that.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, I can't complain. I mean, I know it's a lot, and I do think it's borderline like crazy, the commissions on GoDaddy, but their like brand trust is just so freaking strong for like average NPC in America. Like, I want some guy who just has like a construction company to like type it in and be like, I've heard of GoDaddy. Cool. I'll buy this thing. You know, it's just like, so, you know, it's kind of just, I see it as the cost of doing business. But for you guys that have maybe insane names that are going to get that natural inbound no matter what, then I could totally understand, you know.
No, but I think your point is well taken, and actually it's the one we believe in. I mean, we think it's outrageous just because we don't want to give up that much of a sale ever. But I think the idea that, you know, someone's going to come in and completely just take them off the board because they charge their commissions largely because they can, and the value is not in their systems, which are pretty archaic and pretty fucked up at times. But the value comes from the trust of the general consumers. Like you said, it's a perfect way. It's like NPCs know GoDaddy, and like, that's their like, and that is the value. And, you know, and that shit didn't happen to them overnight. And that trust and that flow of customers and eyeballs and interest and all that shit leads to sales, man. And you gotta pay, you know,
for what it's worth. My personal style, I strongly disagree that it's outrageous. I think that, you know, I think that 15% commission, to use the GoDaddy brand and, you know, their fulfillment service and their brokerage and whatnot.
The brokerage is different. I don't even want to have this conversation because I have many people I really love. Shout out AXJ, shout out many other people over there that are getting deals done for us. We have a great relationship.
Shout out to Mark Becker.
However, I also have many experiences, particularly on the bigger names that their brokers are working on, that they completely just faceplant. And so I think that the brand, everything you said is 100% correct, except when it comes down to the brokers getting involved. When somebody comes in and offers $5,000 on a domain that's $500,000, the brokers are not good at crossing that bridge. They just basically throw up their hands and go, oh, we're too far apart. It's like, you don't know what we are. And I don't know that they're having confident educational conversations with these buyers. Mm-hmm. I think it's more of like an order taker. And so I do have a beef with some of the way that brokerage is being done. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm biased because I think we're quite good at the brokerage side of things, but the branding, the reg path, the distribution, it's unmatched. I mean, there's nobody that's even close.
I think it's also just, you know, worth mentioning. I mean, you look at the competitors out there, you know, someone like Atom charging, you know, 25-30% plus. I think that, you know, GoDaddy at 15%, after you consider the fact that they're taking payments, they're handling transfers, that's already 5% right there. So, you know, I think that the perspective is key. I obviously work a lot with GoDaddy brokers, and I think that there are some pretty good ones. So I think there's some, you know, you might get some because there's so many people there, I think you're going to get some good experiences and some bad.
Sure. There are a couple of really good brokers. We're working with a guy, Tim. Shout out, Tim. Amazing. Super professional. Like,
right.
They couldn't be happier with the way he's handling this very large transaction that we're doing with them. AXJ, pro, right? There's others that I've worked with that are also fantastic. But they're, you know, I don't know. I think maybe whether certain accounts should be allocated to certain brokers or certain leads over a certain value, you know, it's not that always that you've got some really high value name. It's got a serious offer teamed up with a really well-seasoned pro broker. Sometimes you get amateurs and that can lead to very unfortunate outcomes and lost sales.
Well, and it comes down to a couple of things. One is experience and the other is sort of just the mentality, you know? So and that the point
it's
I was
really
going to make
is... It's all about confidence. It's about knowing your shit and being confident about it. That's really yeah. what... Really what
well, that's what I said. That's the mentality piece. And I think you said it well. And dealing with this... So dealing with Tim, who we could talk more about later on once this deal progresses, knock on wood, right? But he's been great. And I think his approach has been really great and very much... Like you can even tell through the process, he's trying to use this deal as an opportunity to learn, improve, and like better situate himself in his job and in the space. And that's the right mentality to have. And I think Drew makes a good point. It's almost like they should have a tiered way to base it on, you know, experience or capability or whatever, like that certain folks are assigned to certain accounts or certain deals once they're above a certain amount or some kind of way to make sure that you've got the right professionals handling what are, you know, transactions that need professional touch, right? But, you know, and I think because of the sheer size of the team, you're going to get a mixed bag. But, you know, we've definitely, and shout out to Mark Becker, who's our account guy there, who's awesome too. So it's like, you know, I always feel like whenever we talk about GoDaddy and we talk a little bit about the bureaucracy or some of the negative aspects, it's like we always got to, you know, kind of hype up the individual people that are there that are really great because they do have a lot of really great people. But
JT, could I just jump in on the GoDaddy thing real quick just for one sec? So I agree with Josh. I think 15% is actually really, really fair. But I think if you put it on your own lender and then they want to charge 30, that's when I think it starts getting a little bit crazy. I get it from their point of view. But what you guys say, like Drew always says, my favorite part every episode is when Drew's just going off on GoDaddy. I just find it so funny, man. But like, who are they working for? Are they working for the buyer or the seller?
I think it's always fair.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, they're not working really for the seller, which is fair. I get it. If I was them, I wouldn't work for the seller either. They're just trying to close deals. You're the one that's gonna, your inventory, your domains, it's like your property, your real estate, your Bitcoin, your stuff. You're the only one that gives a fuck about your shit and you need
that's
to, everybody else is just, you know, doing their thing. And you need to, if you don't protect your own stuff or you don't care about your own stuff, you don't research your own stuff, no one's gonna do it for you. So you always have to like be your own advocate. So I think I like trying to I direct shit to a Google form, like my domains, just Google Doc, you know, here, like, and you know, I prefer dealing with it directly because I just know that somebody random, if you get a good person at GoDaddy, like you guys said, and I have a great guy that there as well from just my short time, but if you get a random person, they're not going to do as good of a job as you because they don't care as much as you care more. So I don't know, that's all I'll say.
I think that's it. So, all right. Well, look, we have a three-way tie currently in the domain game. Josh, do you have another name? Because it's Drew, myself, and Daniel each have a point. Do you have another name that you can throw up in the mix here for a little overtime? Buy, sell.
I have another idea because I don't really care if I win or not. I have a offer on a domain right now that I have an email typed and I can't decide if I'm going to send it or not. Well, I'm not going to tell you if that email is to accept or to reject the offer, but I have an offer on a name. Name does not get a lot of interest. I personally really like the name. I could throw it out there. Y'all tell me what you think it should sell for. And then I'll tell you what the offer is. And then we'll see who's closest to the pin. But then y'all got to tell me if I should take the offer or not, because I'm really on the fence on this one.
So we're guessing the offer. We're guessing the offer, or we're guessing your floor, like what you would sell it for.
No, we're guessing the offer because that's the only thing that's, you know,
that's a real number. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's try it. Let's do it. Whatever, man.
Put it this way: it's an offer that you know at least has me about. Like, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
What's the name? But isn't Drew participate in this? Or is
that's all right. I don't care.
You just want to go
with it. Yeah, I want your opinion on the name, and it's more fun this way.
And if you get the point, Josh, then we've got a four-way tie.
You don't send me any shit anyways. So.
All right. Let's go.
That's messed up, man. I got shit.
Drew, out of 10, like where from 1 to 10, where's the offer based on what you think the name is worth? Is it a 1 out of 10? Do you know what I mean? Like 10 being strong.
All right. I'll play. It's really like a 5.
Okay.
All right. Ooh. That's cool. Yeah. That's fair. All right. Well, what's the domain?
The domain is haggle.com. Haggle.com.
Okay. Mm.
Okay. Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one. It's a tough one. It's got negative connotation, but it's also commercial.
Yeah.
And there's some people that really, you know, get off on haggling. I love haggling. And then, you know,
my first reaction was not negative. My first reaction was positive.
You know, inquiries, almost nothing actually.
Right.
There's a lot of end users that are dead. There's been a lot of companies called Haggle, but they're all dead.
How do you spell Haggle?
H-A-G-G-L-E. Yeah. All right. I got it. I got an offer for you.
Why is it H-A-G? What?
H-A-G-G-L-E.
I feel like Josh is slow walking this on purpose. He's like, wait, how do you spell such word? While he's like typing the shit in, he's running his fucking AI algorithm shit. He's trying to see if he's the one who put the offer in. You know what I'm saying? Like, All right.
Hold on. All right.
3, 2,
I'm going to win this. Oh, we're tight.
65,000 for Josh, 80,000 for JT, 95,000 for Daniel.
All right. Now I'm definitely going to accept because my offer is double all y'all.
No.
The offer is 150.
Oh, then fucking take it, man. And yo, Daniel,
right now.
Daniel got the hits, wins.
Daniel shows up and takes the win.
Boom. Manu Ginobili with the motherfucking victory, baby. Let's get it. All right, man. So got some swag for you. Are you going to be a names contest?
So 150, that's another thing. No brainer.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely take it, in my opinion.
Well, you know what you said? You said it was like a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. And then you talked about how the name has negative connotation. Obviously, it's a oneword.com and has a little bit of commercial viability. So, you know, and I didn't look at any of the stats to see about any of the search stuff. But if you had told me, you know, I would have thought a 10 out of 10 would have been like 200, right? So you had said it was like a 5. So I figured, all right, that shit is definitely, they're coming in not hot, you know? I mean, I think, would you guys agree that that was sort of your same approach or what?
Yeah, I don't know. Is like a $0 like,
Yeah, I mean, a 0 is you know, what it's like a price, it, you know, would be below what a domain investor
would pay. A domainer would pay for it. Well, I'm interested. How much would you pay for that as a domainer?
I mean, I'll tell you what I did pay. I paid, I paid 25.
I didn't get a negative connotation, actually, the first. I know that there is a negative connotation, like overly haggling, but to me, it's like a kind of like, just a very like approachable word. It's like haggle, and it's like it could just easily be a huge fucking platform or website, online marketplace, whatever. I'm not saying like hold out for like millions of dollars, but I think it's a good name, but obviously
this is the thing. This is the thing with these type of names, right? It's like haggle.com. Like, oh, like if you're building a brand on that shit, it's great.
Yeah.
But it's not a great domain when, like, from our perspective, from like an investor perspective, like the stats aren't great, the usage isn't great, like it's a 150 to 250 name. Yeah, take that shit, add it to the list of your 6-figure sales this week, bro.
I don't even know why it doesn't. We don't even have the price. There's no price in our spreadsheet. What's up with that, JT?
There is a price. What are you talking about? We got it priced. Priced a little low, but
no, a little low, but we don't have the purchase price.
Yeah, we do. We got it purchased at we don't actually.
No, we don't.
That's the
it's also just not priced.
I think we paid like 20 grand or 25.
Yeah, that's interesting. We'll have to find out what the deal is. We'll have to pull it. It's from pre-me, you know what I mean? It's before my time, so.
Oh, dude, your minimum offer is 150K. So did they just come in with the min offer?
No, they came in at 10. And this actually came in through Sato, which is odd because the domain doesn't point to Sato. But they came in at 10. Then they came with 14 and then like 25. I mean, this has been going on for months.
Truly, truly haggling. You know what I'm saying?
Haggling.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
All right. Well,
no, that's a good deal. That's a good sale if you take it.
Okay. Cash as well. All cash, right?
All cash. Right? Yeah.
So. Boom. All right. Well, good stuff. And Daniel, man, that's a good win for you.
Good job, Daniel.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I think I will be at NamesCon, so feel free to just
bring you some swag.
I'm gonna be there. Yeah.
Perfect. I got you. I'm gonna throw it in the truck and drive down.
Awesome, man. It'll be good to see you.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, it'll be great to see everybody.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, so that is the domain game, and we're running up on, we've got about 20 minutes left total, so let's go get into this name check and a jet list real quick and see what the Sherpas like or what they don't like. Remember, you can go to domainsherpa.com. You can download the list. We've got it on the post. It's basically in the show notes for this episode, and it's got some of the stats and all that, including the Estabot value. Take that with a grain of salt, as well as just some other general information also available through Estabot. Shout out Estabot.
Why is Drew in such a good mood today, man? Drew is like in best mood ever. It's like Bitcoin is good, like 120. We're chilling.
Well, tapping 120. Just the tip at 120.
120 is a very uncomfortable number. I hate 120. You know what I'm saying? I want, like, if we're gonna break over 100, we gotta get to the apex. You know what I mean? We gotta be at least at like $135 to $150. That's when I start, you know, to feel in my essence. And then, then everything else after that's gravy. No, it's just, it's summertime, getting my sunshine,
Hell yeah.
It's good. Selling names, selling these names that I forgot I even own for hundreds of grand. And
that's good.
That's good.
It is all good. Well, that's the result of hard work in the front end, and we make it, just because we make it look easy doesn't mean that it is.
Well, it is today. Right. It wasn't easy before.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So
easy today, to be honest.
Well, and we need to find out what that acquisition price was. So we're going to chase that down too. But good stuff. All right. Let's get into this name check in a jet. Do you guys have the list? Let's start with you, Josh, and tell me what do you like? What don't you like? What's good?
Snap name's gonna snap.
Snap name's gonna snap.
I like startplanning.com. That's kind of like the type of name that Drew and I were just talking about, right?
That's financial future. That's life plan. Yeah. Start planning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that one's cool. I don't typically like the ING names, but that one works. All right.
What are you trying to get that for in the auction?
I haven't looked at like usage, but let's see. I mean, I think that's probably a little less, probably like under 2,500.
Okay.
I like Combine with a K. These type of brandables where you switch the C to a K are quite popular. So when I say that I like them, I actually don't like them, but end users do. so I think that's
some real shit right there,
Right. I mean, I got a preface, what I truly mean, but I don't know what the stats are on that, but yeah, I mean like 40 TLDs taken. There's probably some usage out there. That one's probably going for
3 to 4K, I would think. And I think that's probably a fine buy in that range.
Yeah, I like that name. I think you can really lead to with the whole idea of start almost as like your brand. You know what I mean? Start planning, like planning being almost like, you know, like network or, you know what I mean? Like almost like, you know, I think that's just a really cool front end of that. So, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess tonight.com is cool. I know it's not spelt correctly. TONITE. Why do I like that one? I don't know. Like when I was like young and a little hoodlum, I used to spell it like that. So it's kind of cool.
I think you compare it to Combine. And I think that would you guys all agree that would you rather have a misspelling like tonight than a deliberate sort of cool misspelling like Combine?
I think tonight kind of works because a common, like, it's not even a misspelling. A common alternate spelling of night, N-I-G-H-T, is N-I-T-E, right? So tonight.com is kind of playing off of that. Night.com spelled N-I-T-E has loads of usage, loads of brand usage. So I think tonight.com works. Again, yeah, similar. It's similar to like Combine. It's like, do I love those names personally? No. Would I build a brand on that type of name? Probably not. But there are plenty of brands that do, so I don't mind owning it.
All right, cool. And then, all right, well, let's keep it moving because we're a little tight on time, but unless you had anything else, Daniel, what about you, man? What do you like? What don't you like on the list?
I would say none of these names are exactly the kind of names I like, but, I always like, I mean, I think Dance Academy is pretty good just because there's so many influencers right now that are trying to create, like, you know, online academies and shit like that. So I've, you know, when I did soccer stuff, I had my soccer academy, whatever. I wasn't really into domains back then, but I think the word academy is like, there's just so many people that like, join my academy. So I think someone out there would probably buy that. And then I like Henderson's just because I think it sounds like a restaurant or a pub or whatever. You know, Henderson is obviously a massive surname, especially I guess in the UK. I think it's pretty big.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are probably the only two I would go for. Obviously the EVW, but yeah, I like those two.
Okay. Well, in the Hendersons, you guys are, I mean, you're probably too young, but there was the movie Harry.
The TV show. Oh yeah, the Hendersons, right?
Harry and the Hendersons. You remember that
show? Yeah, that's right.
Family basically adopted Bigfoot. You know what I'm saying? And So
Harry
that was
and the Hendersons. I remember that
Harry
shit.
And the Hendersons, baby. All right, cool. That's what's up. All right, Drew, what about you?
This is a great list. There's a lot of great names here. Energy Bar, Data Conversion, Dance Academy, Blockchain Solution, EVW. I mean, really, it's a great list. Jericho. It's funny. Combine with the K is probably the name I like the least.
Well, it's the radio test, right? I think. Yeah. So let's talk about a couple of the ones that you mentioned real quick. So Energy Bar.
Start Planning is a banger. That's a sleeper. Start Planning is probably like the biggest sleeper on the list because that's some real prepper shit. And those dudes spend money. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a good point.
Yeah. Planning. That's my favorite name too. I think I'm going to own that one.
Yeah. Start Planning is that's a really good name. That's could be vacation, could be prep, could be, you know,
financial planning.
Retirement.
Yeah.
Retirement, nursing homes, all those care homes.
Insurance.
Yeah. Not that good, guys. It's not that good.
Yeah, yeah. Cut it, Billy. Cut the shit. Cut this. Guys, we'll all go in on it together. Get that like $2,000.
So anyways, yeah. Towing services is a banger. You know, the Tonight's a little funky on the spelling thing, but it's still a decent brand. So, you know, Paint Store is a great brand. So it's probably the best list we've had in a long time. I think these are all bangers, basically.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, I pretty much like all of them.
Energy Bar, I think, is cool. I like it because it could be Energy Bar, like a protein bar, Energy Bar. It could also be like a physical location, like
100%. It could be just a power company.
Yeah.
It's
where JT goes on Wednesday nights for the
mutual back rubs. Me and the dude.
He goes to training night on Wednesdays at the Energy Bar.
That's messed up, man. You weren't supposed to say anything about that. Energy bar also, real quick, because now you fucked the whole name up in my head. But I think about video games too. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like, you know, you have your energy bar.
That's your life bar. That's your life bar.
I don't know. Is that what you call it? That's a fair question. What do you call it? Daniel's a gamer, right? You got some gaming. You do some motherfucking gaming. You can just tell.
Me? Actually, yeah. No, not at all. I just played FIFA and Pro Evolution Soccer. That, yeah. was it. FIFA and PES. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That's like me. I was never really big on video games except WWE. I could play that nonstop forever.
Yeah, my dude, kid. Daniel, you're so
Booker
European,
T, man. Dude. That was my dude, Booker T. I just crushed everybody. Nobody could stop me. All right. I also like Safes.org, just to kind of, you know, pick up the dead body here. But Safes.org is like, yo, I buy safes, and safes are not cheap.
No, that's not a good name, dude. Surely not. Safes.org.
Yo, by the way, a safe is also the most common form of investment from VCs in Silicon Valley, right? You get a safe. So, like, there's a lot to that name. There's more than meets the eye.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. And I think safe.org without the S is that crypto company, the multi-sig.
Yeah, I sold safe.org without the S months ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's an unbelievable name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy name.
Sold help.org.
Safe.org is the actual safe.org is not resolving. Listen,
I guarantee you, I bet you that my lifetime.org sales are probably like 100x the next biggest person who sold .orgs. And I can like the 2010s, I was selling .org names for millions of dollars when people didn't even know that those things went for millions. But that was my whole thing. I could pick these things up from people for like 10 grand. Like,
that's crazy.
Quotes.org. It's like, whoa, that's a long .org. You know, what's that word? Hey, we're shit. Except to this SEO guy I'm going to sell for $1 million to. You know, like, we were getting crazy. We were selling crazy, crazy names in the finance and in the insurance space for millions of dollars in .orgs.
Holy shit.
I like when Drew just likes to flex and shit, and he's just like, you know, and he throws out like random stats that were just totally made up, but he's just like, I bet you that I have 63% more than the next highest seller of this thing that I want to sit that I sold. And but I feel that shit though.
I love .org. I think .org is by far the most underrated TLD, by far.
Why is that, Josh?
I just have success with it. I've sold quite a few of them relative to how many I have. And I look at usage as well. And some of the biggest brands out there have .orgs. And also, I just think that it's super relevant for some of the top industries that buy domain names. These are, in my opinion, the three big ones, right? Health, .org is perfect. Crypto, .org is, .org works. And gambling, .org works. All three of those industries get used like
the entire lead generation space. So lead generation for any industry, people are looking for like consumer review type things, review sites, comparison sites, and .org, they trust. They just trust them. Be like, oh, it's not commercial. They're giving me unbiased reviews. And so it works.
Well, Josh just said for crypto, and like that actually makes sense because if you think of it, ethereum.org or signal.org, I think Telegram, TON, Cardano, they all have .org. It kind of makes sense because it's like you're trying to position yourself as like a protocol, not really like a company. In a way.
Fun fact, Telegram would have been .com. I was in charge of that deal.
Oh.
I'm the one that got them telegram.org. And we couldn't get the .com. We tried. It was... what was his name? John Henry that owns the Red Sox?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, he also owns it's called the
it's like a newspaper or something,
like
right?
Worcester. It's like the Worcester Telegram, and Worcester is like a little tiny piece of shit town in Massachusetts. And they got this one brick building with this big old freaking sign. The sign itself costs like, I think they told me it cost like $1 million, and it says telegram.com on the thing. And it's like outside the piece of shit building in the piece of shit town. But it says telegram.com on the building. It's like, you know, a 20-foot tall neon sign. And anyways, they couldn't wrap their minds around giving up telegram.com, even for a lot of money. They wouldn't do it. And it's John Henry, and we were negotiating directly with him. And because they were ready to do a deal, then it went up to John, and then, you know, anyways, they wouldn't do the deal. But yeah, that's the only reason that they have the .org, but I think it works perfectly for them.
So how do we feel about, would you say .org, .ai? I mean, what is the best alternate TLD at the moment?
I mean, the numbers, it's not an opinion thing. .org is the number two extension.
Yeah, it was .org even through the early Afternic stuff. They from last year, they put out a report. And .org was number two. I have a feeling that .ai
the most relevant stat is usage. So what percentage of registered domain names are being utilized? And .org has the highest utilization rate of any TLD, including .com.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. So, all right. Well, good stuff. I think it's, that's good information and all good. But .ai continues to do its thing.
I like Jericho.com. I don't know why. That name just
kicked out. It's missing the H. That's a misspell, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Let me see. I mean.
Battle of Jericho?
Yeah, I think it is missing the H. The H is missing. So, but there are businesses out there. There's a bunch of companies that are using are named without the H, you know? So there's a lot of usage out there on Jericho, no H. But the technical, like the main spelling is with the H. So but then that's also leans a lot more.
The Latin spelling of the city of Jericho is J-E-R-I-C-O. So it would be this spelling. Cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, well, cool. All right, well, good stuff. That's the list. So thank you for that. And we've got about three more minutes and then we got a boogie. So why don't we just do a quick run through the, do around the horn, a little grand closing. Daniel, we'll start with you. What else is good, man? What else you been up to?
Yeah, not much, guys. Honestly, I'm still learning a lot about domains. I think it's really cool. I think I was doing my soccer influencer stuff. For about 7 or 8 years. Then I got into the crypto Twitter stuff for a good few years. And like having done a few different things, and especially with the influencer stuff, it's kind of funny. Like, I just think once something's saturated, it's just like done. And I feel like it's kind of, domains are just so slept on. And it's just a cool ass thing. And I think it's still probably kind of, I think domains are still kind of cheap. Like, people will be like, oh, I just sold this for 10K or 15K. But I'm like, maybe I read too many fucking Domain King blog posts. But it is like your store, your brand, everything. I've paid for some handles for shit on social media before that, are more than some domain names. And when you really want your name, you guys know how it is. Like, if you really want a name for something, you really like price. Is like totally not, what's it called? Elastic or whatever. Insensitive.
Price,
yeah.
Price elastic,
yeah.
Or price.
Yeah. You're basically price insensitive to a point. And I think that the LTOs, I kind of didn't like them at first, but now I'm like, you know what? It's actually good. It's like, you can just have so many more buyers. I think, obviously, I know you guys have talked about some of the dangers of LTOs, or some of the, I guess, things to watch out for, certain tax things or, whatever, and people can default. But I think in general, I do think it's pretty cool. And I just think it's a really cool asset class. And this is my most listened to podcast. I always look forward to these podcasts a lot. It's just really cool to learn about, and just appreciate you guys. Sorry, I was late again today. So appreciate it.
No, but hey, look, man, I think
you won the domain game. You get to come back.
Yeah, let's go.
But hey, look, man, but you've been doing your thing. I mean, you've been heavy online. Like, you've got more followers than any of us, probably almost all of us combined, right? On X, for example. Like, so, my point is you've been doing you've been around doing a lot of things. And I think that you have a very interesting perspective, and, you kind of get it at a high level, right? And you see the success, and now you've had some yourself. I think LTOs are great. They bring a lot more buyer potential to your domain names for sure. I mean, there's obviously things you have to look at as you get more, you know, involved and sophisticated and successful. These are all things that you've got to just, you know, be aware of just so you can make sure you handle your stuff properly. But, you know, an LTO just dropped and domains just dropped 100K, 100 large in your lap, you know, over
crazy, next,
you know, which is a blessing. And yeah, man. Well, look, we definitely appreciate you being on the show. And, you know, look, a lot of you guys, you know, it's different waves. You know, Josh was in his own wave of folks that came into the space and, you know, not everybody sticks and is successful, but he's obviously become very successful in the space. And, you know, you're now part of this sort of next generation. And it's like, you know, and it's also a combination of all different things, social and crypto and, you know, and digital assets. And then it all kind of converges into domain. So it's cool. It's cool watching you guys all become aware, like robots becoming self-aware. You know what I'm saying? That's, how, that's where we are. It's like Terminator 6 domains. But, well, good shit, man. And, all right, well, let's keep it moving. And, Drew, what about you, man? Anything else on your plate before we roll?
No. Just, you know, continue summer. Keep making sales. I you know what? I will, one quick anecdote. I had a call with one of our biggest customers, by far our longest time customer, last night. And they are, you know, let's say absolute A1 players in the SEO game. Not for third parties, but for properties of, you know, their own properties. And they compete in the most competitive markets in the world, and they are, you know, they're just studs. And, you know, we're just talking about domains and what the future of domains looks like relative to AI. And, you know, I've had this sort of nagging thing in the back of my head and, you know, trying to get certain about, you know, clarity around what's the window on domains, what's utility of domains in the future for everybody's navigating through AI agents. And man, we don't have time to break it all down right now. Maybe that's a future show as I get my thoughts together on it. But what I will say is that he left me feeling real bullish. Like, he gave me a whole new perspective on why, actually domain names are going to become, whereas I thought, like, okay, domains are going to boom for like the next 3 years, and then maybe like 5 years out, everybody's on AI agents, and like, maybe that discounts prices to some extent because AI agents are domain agnostic. They just look at the content. But he brought up a whole bunch of points that were extremely valid, that reframed my whole perspective. And I think domains actually just become extremely dominant. Like, what we've said before, which is that they literally become the singular moat for most businesses. There will be no other way to outcompete. Right? So it's only going to be about brand. And in a digital world, your brand is your domain, and your domain mm-hmm. is your brand. So I think that, I'm pretty bullish. I'm pretty bullish.
That's awesome, dude. I love it.
To the point where in the last like week or so, I've quadrupled my domain purchasing.
No doubt. Well, it's interesting.
Noted.
Well, it's interesting.
Well, there was an episode like last year. Drew was like, "I quit. I'm not going to buy any more domains." And every time I watch another episode, he's like, "I bought this one. I bought that one."
It was. Hey, we're going to slow down on buying domains, and we're just going to buy Bitcoin. And then we still kept buying Bitcoin and kept buying domains. So it was a
it's a happy compromise. You know what I mean? Everybody's happy.
It's like, actually, we're going to keep buying domains. But the no, I think it's interesting.
Every four or 5 years, I decide, okay, I have enough domains. I'm going to stop buying domains. But the truth is, you know what? It doesn't even matter. I love it. I fucking love this game. I love it. I truly do. There's very few things that I just absolutely, truly love. You know, it's like, I just love buying domains. I love
Sam,
it's so good. The fuck is like, yo, you got any of
it's
them?
It's a game. It's the domain game.
And it's the domain game, baby.
Domain game. Well, real quick. So Rick Schwartz, Domain King, you know, he's so bullish. He's talking about like, hey, he's going to be he's doing AI, but he now leveraging his domains. with AI because he's like, it's so powerful. And
let's get Rick to come on and talk about it right after.
Yeah, we will. We talked to him. I mean, we will. We got some things. We got some things coming with Rick.
We got some things.
But yeah, I think it's interesting. We've been talking about this for a while, and you know, it's obviously very front of mind about what is the impact of AI. You know, I also think it's really cool when you see how the way the AI engines are working. You know, us Media Options as a company are, you know, we are now being told on a daily basis, if not multiple times every week by potential clients or clients that, you know, the way they're finding us is through ChatGPT and Grok, and we're ranking extremely well there. You know, big shout out to Billy and to our SEO company, Hennessy, and the work done on the website, but also just, you know, like the work we've done as a business to put ourselves out there in the universe so that, you know, we've established ourselves in the minds of these AI engines as, you know, being in the rightful place of where we actually are at the top of the market, which is just super cool, though. It's neat to see that funnel really working and it happening, you know, and in real time and getting recognized and all that kind of stuff, which is just all super cool. And
the AIs are better at picking out the signal and ignoring the noise, better than Google, much better.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was.
I got to go, guys. I'm going to sign off. Love you all. Peace out. Enjoy the rest of the summer.
We're going to close out. Josh, we're going to give Josh two. Josh, you're going to do 2 minutes, and we're going to shut it down. So
I really have to go. I really do.
You're good, Drew. You go. You go, man.
All right.
You go.
See you, Drew.
Peace out, homie. All right, fine. We could actually hang out for a bit since he was the reason that we were going to have to cut out early anyway. All right, Josh. So what's good with you, man?
No, I was just going to echo actually what Drew was saying about domains. I think that if you believe that you're right about domain names and their actual impact on companies' brand and ability to grow and generate revenue and acquire new customers and what have you, then AI and these AI agents will figure that out because they're like, it's smart. Like these, whether it be Grok or ChatGPT, when you talk to them about domains in general, compared to what we've seen in the past, they have a pretty good idea of not just domain value, but like why domains are important. And, you know, if you ask them to give an analysis on domain names, it's actually pretty surprising how well they do in comparison to your average human, right? So if you, I think in that respect, if they're picking up on the value of domains, then it's probably, you're probably looking at, you know, domains moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think, well, it's interesting because we've been doing some work with, you know, we do a lot on the social handle piece. You know, we've got, you know, working, you know, with X on an, you know, X handles, you know, we've got the ability to source those for our clients, which we mentioned on one of the recent shows. So obviously if somebody's looking to try to get an X handle, hit us up. We may be able to help you with that. You know, just figuring out where all these different pieces kind of fit in the overall puzzle, right? But I don't think anything supplants just the value of the domain name because it is really the keystone of everything that you do online as an entity, as a company. You know, so it's awesome. I mean, it's exciting. It'll be interesting to see, you know, when AI agents really start getting really busy and, you know, there's this idea of AI agents buying crypto and, you know, becoming market players, right? Like when an AI agent goes and buys a domain name for the first time or some of these things, like there could be some really crazy shit coming down the road with a lot of this stuff. And, but yeah. It's just all roads lead to domains, baby. So it's all good stuff. So,
boom.
Yeah. So, all
yeah, right. I know some players that have got agents sourcing domains for them already. Not like with the ability to pull the trigger and buy them, but certainly AI agents that are, you know, sifting through the noise to find what, you know, is potentially a good buy and what's not such a good buy. So. I mean, we're getting there.
Yeah, I love it. It's all good. All right, cool. Well, anything else? I mean, what else is good on what's happening on DNX?
Yeah, DNX is good, man. We got a lot on the roadmap. A lot of things that need to be released. I would say you'll probably start to hear a lot more from us over the next 2 to 3 months or so.
Over the summer, we've just kind of been quietly building a few things in the background. But yeah, I mean, overall, I'm pretty excited for the future of DNX. From my perspective, I feel like, you know, we're moving at like a pretty steady pace. But I think that in comparison to what most people think about in terms of like ability to, you know, build fast, I think we're actually moving pretty quickly and we'll continue to move pretty quickly. But I just wish we could go faster.
I just bought a name. I bought a name on DNX like 2 weeks ago. I think it's fucking sick. I love it. I wish no one else knew about it, but it's all good.
I gotta get the word out. I will say this, and you know, I don't really talk too much about the sales just because I don't feel the need to, but we're getting a lot more sales from people that I would say like nobody in our industry knows. Just like new names that I've never come across before that I'm then, you know, reaching out to and just asking them, you know, how they found out about DNX, and like word spreads slowly and then it just starts to like speed up and, you know, and compound and whatever. And there are a few guys that are like, they're not domainers, but they're just entrepreneurs that are, that have like bought premium domains in the past and like are now interested in, you know, just domains in general. So there are a lot of those people out there that we just don't know about. That appreciate that kind of tour. I want to get in front of more of them. I know that, you know, not everybody's going to want that kind of competition, but from my perspective, I actually think that it just elevates the entire market when more people are buying names.
Yeah, 100%. Well, you know, it's interesting too, and I noticed this, you know, I'm starting to see it in more of these lists, you know, where people are like, here are six side hustles to generate more income, you know, or whatever. And like, domain investing is popping up on those lists, right?
Is it?
Like that. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's where it's like you start to realize.
You guys you guys don't want to be, you don't
on those lists.
Yeah. You don't want to be there, man. I'm telling you guys, this is good. It's good. Keep it like, you know.
Keep it exactly as tight as it is right now.
Not right now, but I think like, yeah, just like, I think it's good that it's, people still have a connotation of it as like this like nerdy thing, whatever. And it is kind of nerdy. I've always been a kind of a nerd as well with the sports and nerd stuff, but yeah, it's sick. I mean, like, yeah, it's cool. I think it's great. That's the reason it's still good, is because you don't have people on YouTube being like, yo, I just, here's my like, you know, Lambo that I got with like domains. Yeah. Like, you know, you want it to be like, you know, like people that everyone's like, oh, this looks like my dad talking about this shit, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. There is a certain old school sort of way that we kind of do what we do and just sort of stay below the radar, and there's value there. And well, it's interesting because even for this show, right? Like we talked about a name like startplanning.com, right? And if it wasn't for, we're going to put it out there now, and there's going to probably be legitimately another 50, 100, whatever, like potential buyers that will be paying attention because we talked about it, when otherwise like one of us would pick that name up for a price that we'd be really happy with. Now it's going to cost double to get it. You know, I mean, it's why NameJet pays us to talk about the names, but you know, we're actually doing this in, you know, where it actually impacts us negatively by going out there and doing and talking and kind of pumping up our own stuff. So it's a little bit tough because, you know, I mean, now with DNX, we've got more of a, you know, sort of call it an incentive to try to bring more people in. But we've always felt like the more the better. Rising tide lifts all boats. And honestly, even after all the promotion and the cheerleading and talking about how well we've done and all this kind of stuff, there's still very few people that end up coming in and sticking, you know, because it requires a certain amount of intelligence. It requires a certain amount of patience. It requires a certain amount of just like capability that not everybody has. Like everybody wants, you know, the thing that domaining takes more than anything is probably patience, right? You have to be willing to buy a name. You might sell that shit for like, you know, like you might flip it for 10x in 2 months. It might take 5 years. And, you know, you've got to be willing to kind of continue to grind it out. And there's plenty of other shinier objects out there. But, you know, I mean, domains have proven themselves to be pretty resilient and, you know, pretty well situated. And, you know, it's interesting, like, but there is like sort of a geekiness to it that just, and it's just like, we just geek out and we nerd out on the shit. And it's just a lot of fun because you're just like, it's our thing to nerd out on, you know, and I'll leave this last point and then we can jump. But, I had, a guy who used to run domains for web.com that I would work with. Who's kind of a mentor to me, my boy, Bob Wygan, big shout out to Bob. People in the space know him. He would say like, we're like, the domainers are like the Shriners, you know, where inside the, like outside of the space in these conferences where only a couple hundred people show up, nobody knows like that we even exist. But inside the building, everybody's so passionate about it and gives a fuck so much. And it's just a really funny, interesting dynamic, you know?
It reminds me so much of freestyle soccer, freestyle football, which was my first thing ever I got into at like 18. And it's the exact same thing. It's like online community. People would have meetups. I organized like one of the first ever meetups in the world in Amsterdam in like 2009. And yeah, it's like everyone is like so hyped. And everyone knows each other. And everyone's like, you know, you got like your mini celebrities in there. But it's like outside of that room, like just total, just, yeah. What is this? You know, it's just like same kind of thing. So it is funny that you said that. It does remind me of that.
Yeah, but hey, it's all good. It's our thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's awesome.
Anyway, all right. Well, listen, guys, I appreciate it. Appreciate your time as always, Josh and Daniel. Definitely, man, we got to get you back on here sooner than later, man. I'm glad that you were able to talk about that sale. And congratulations again, man. That's the kind of success that is really the reason we're here. And it's just awesome to see that happen. And
thanks so much, guys.
Yeah. And to the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Like I say in every show, without you, there is no us. This is exactly what we're talking about. This is, you know, hopefully, you know, we're entertaining and educating. And if not, we will just hit us up and we'll refund you what you paid to listen to the show. And, you know, but the, you know, which was zero, you get it. but otherwise, we will see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.